Kansas, and southeast Nebraska. For today, increasing clouds, lower 50s, winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s, winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies early, then a chance of rain showers in the afternoon. We'll see highs around 60. Tomorrow night, scattered rain showers early, then partly cloudy skies overnight, upper 20s, and Sunday, sunny. Right now, it's 45.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A deep dive into the latest USDA cattle inventory report indicates a tighter beef supply situation for the coming year. That, according to Caitlin McCulloch, Director and Senior Ag Economist for the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
So the cattle inventory report showed that total cow and calves were down about 0.3%. And we get once a year a January 1 number, and then we also get a July 1 number. And so this is our signpost for what to expect the next year in terms of the cattle cycle, where the direction of the cow herd's going, and this seemed to affirm that we're still in a contractionary phase.
The 2020 calf crop down about 1.3%. The revised 2019 calf crop down about 2% from 2018.
That's about 500,000 head we lost in 2019. There are other some noteworthy changes, or lack thereof of changes. Beef replacement number was very close to a year ago, and most of the analysts ahead of the report thought that number for sure was going to contract.
She says the cattle grazing on small grain saw a huge rebound from a year ago.
And that's at 1.7 million head. That's a 7.5% jump from last year. You do have quite a bit more cattle there out in the country that still need to come on feed. And when that timing is, which is going to probably matter quite a bit to what we see in the Fed in terms of how Fed cattle prices react throughout the year.
Beef cow states, Texas at the top with 4.685 million head, Oklahoma second, 2.189 million cows. Others include 3, Missouri, 4, Nebraska, and 5th, Kansas. And registration is open for the special edition of the 2021 Commodity Classic. It will be delivered digitally this year direct to the farm March 2nd through the 5th. Now, the first 5,000 farmers register for free. Go to CommodityClassic.com to register. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
120 years of Angus experience at your fingertips. Join Laughlin Ranch Saturday, March 7th for their 120-year celebration production sale at the ranch in Olsburg. They're offering 90 head of yearling, 18-month-old and 2-year-old Angus bulls, halter broke show heifers, high production females, and embryo packages. Sale starts at noon, March 7th at Laughlin Ranch, 3 miles south of Olsburg, Kansas. For more information, call RD at 785-587-5852 or visit them at laughlinranch.com.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the CDC, along with the FDA, have approved the new Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. And Governor Laura Kelly says that now that it's been approved, we could be seeing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine come to the state by as early as next week. And at the same time, Governor Kelly said that we will be seeing an increase in the shipments from Moderna and Pfizer as well.
The number of other vaccine doses coming to Kansas is steadily increasing. Next week, Kansas is expected to receive approximately 120,000 Moderna and Pfizer doses. That's a jump up from last week's 115,000.
She also said additional doses outside of that will be going into private pharmacies across the state to help with distribution. In other news, a Kansas man has been convicted of second-degree murder in the 2018 death of his girlfriend in Iowa. 34-year-old Zachary Bissett of Elwood, Kansas, was originally charged with first-degree murder after Andrea Solikowski was found not breathing in a home in Webster City. Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
News on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News on your side.
Police in the Kansas City suburb of Shawnee say a high school student found with a gun in his backpack at school has been arrested. The Shawnee Police Department said in a news release that the gun and other contraband were found by Shawnee Mission Northwest High School staff on Thursday morning in a search of the student's backpack. Principal Lisa Grumman said in a note to parents that the search was conducted and a gun found during an investigation involving an unrelated matter. Police confiscated the gun and arrested the student, who is under 18 and whose name has not been released. In other news, a top aide to Democrat Governor Laura Kelly warned Republican legislators on Thursday that a proposal to curb the power of the governor and other Kansas officials could seriously hamper the state's response to future public health emergencies. Governor Kelly's chief of staff, Will Lawrence, also urged legislators to extend a state of emergency for the COVID-19 pandemic. Lawrence objected to key portions of a bill from the state Senate's top Republicans that would rewrite the state's emergency management laws. He says the oversight by the attorney general and the legislature required by bill would delay a response to an emergency. Republicans were skeptical of the argument. Good American Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. A judge has sentenced a Scotts Bluff man to prison after he was convicted of stealing money from an online campaign that claimed it would help the children of a woman killed in a vehicle crash. The Scotts Bluff Star Herald reports that a judge sentenced 37-year-old Febronio Plasencio Jr. on February 12th to a year in prison after he was convicted of theft by taking, a misdemeanor. Plasencio was arrested after Gehring police began an investigation of a GoFundMe fundraiser for three young children of Holly Heath. She died December 5th of 2019 after being injured in a crash. An investigation showed Plasencio had been withdrawing money from the account and not giving it to the Heath family. A bill that would impose harsher penalties on protesters who loot, riot, or commit other crimes has received a chilly reception from a Nebraska legislative committee. Critics say it infringes on free speech rights and punishes people who gather peacefully. Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Senator Elaine Bowers, in her report this week, advises that the chambers are in turnaround week. 12 Senate bills pass to the House. House bills go to the Senate. Details at kslegislature.org. State Representative Lisa Mosier detailed a House leadership advisory supporting Attorney General Derek Schmidt's call for a constitutional amendment that would restore regulatory oversight. The National Weather Service has begun a series of online virtual spotter talks. 8 online sessions continue through the end of March. They last about an hour and include topics including severe thunderstorm structure, features, and safety. These are open to the public. Anyone can register by going online to weather.gov/TOP/spotter talks, then scrolling down on the calendar and finding the talks on the date you prefer. You can use the link provided on that date to register. Kansas Severe Spring Weather Preparedness Week is next week. The annual statewide tornado drill is planned Tuesday, March 2nd at 10 a.m. with a backup date scheduled next Thursday. This year's theme for the Marshall County Fair is Summer Fun in 21. The fair runs July 15th through the 20th. As COVID cases continue declining, with Marshall County down to 2 active and Washington County just 1, the Washington County Hospital this week
will begin allowing inpatients to have two adult visitors per day between 2 and 7 p.m. All visitors must undergo screening to rule out potential illness before being allowed to visit and must wear a mask. Check in at the ER waiting room each day you enter the building. Don't visit if you're not feeling well, and visitors will not be allowed for patients who are COVID positive or awaiting test results. An arraignment hearing for Jefferson Goad was postponed this week in Marshall County District Court in connection with first-degree murder charges filed in the death of Donald McLaughlin of Vermilion last January. Jeremy Penix II, a second man in the case, has a plea arraignment set for March 2nd. It's yet to be determined if a single jury trial or separate trials will be held for those two accused of arson and murder. Kansas Department of Transportation approved bids for several projects, including mill and overlay on Kansas Highway 9 for 12 miles from the east U.S. 77 junction to the south K-99 junction. 12 miles of sealing is planned in Washington County on K-148 from U.S. 36 north to the state line and K-143 into the city of Hanover, as well as K-243 east to the Hollenberg Pony Express Station. Finally, a mill and overlay project will include 20 miles in Pottawatomie County on Kansas Highway 16 from U.S. 77 east to K-99. The Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds that tags are due the end of February for heavy trucks, farm trucks, trailers, commercial, and IRP fleets, as well as those tags registered with the last name starting with A. Please remit registration due by March 1st to the Marshall County Treasurer's Office. Joseph Brungart, age 14, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Private family burial at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Joseph Brungart. Chevy D. Immel, age 3, infant son of Chevy and Catherine Smith Immel, passed away unexpectedly February 13th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Chevy Immel. Keith Glenn Ayers, age 74, of Greenleaf, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Saturday at 3 at the Greenleaf Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Greenleaf, in charge of arrangements for Keith Ayers.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March, with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the weather for this Friday, a few upper-level systems could bring a little bit of some cloud cover across the central parts of the Midwest. We're going to see partly to mostly sunny skies. Otherwise, temperatures not bad anywhere in the upper 40s to the lower 50s. We have a nice warm-up for it tomorrow. We'll see temperatures around 60 before a low-pressure system. Cold front moves through. Some areas will see just isolated chances of rain showers. Others will just see a little bit of some cloudy skies. Behind the system, cooler temperatures as we head into Sunday, but we'll be warming back up as we head into the early parts of next week. So across the area, increasing clouds, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny early, then isolated rain showers in the afternoon, 60. And tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered rain. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late February, 51. Record high on this date, 78. The average low, 25. The record low is 12 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:16. Sunrise in the morning, 7:04.
If you know where to look, you can probably find the season's earliest wildflowers already sprouting. All about late winter's early bloomers today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our new start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 26th, the 57th day of the year. Some of America's greatest showmen were born on this day. The Old West Buffalo Bill Cody, comic Jackie Gleason, and singer Johnny Cash. The arrival of springtime is just about 3 weeks away, but some early wildflowers may have already poked their heads above ground. Skunk cabbage is one of the earliest. It's one of the few plants that employs thermogenesis, the ability to raise its temperature and melt the snow around it. Another early bloomer is known as harbinger of spring, sometimes called the salt and pepper plant. It's typically found in forested areas in the East and Midwest. Virginia Spring Beauty is another early perennial, sprouting as early as February in its namesake region, a few weeks later in the north. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. Second-ranked Baylor begins a brutal four-game stretch as it attempts to complete a perfect regular season when the Bears head to Allen Fieldhouse to play number 17 Kansas tomorrow night. The number 14 Texas faces the number 18 Texas Tech in the other marquee game Saturday, which could go a long way toward Big 12 and NCAA tournament seedings. South Carolina's men's basketball program has been placed on probation for 2 years. The penalty stems from former assistant coach Lamont Evans accepting between $3,300 and $5,800 in bribes from a sports agent. The case was part of the college basketball corruption trial in which Evans pleaded guilty to bribery and conspiracy. The NCAA accepted South Carolina's self-imposed penalties, which include a reduction in unofficial visits from prospects and a 6-week ban in telephone recruiting. Rick Everett with your Friday Mid-America Network Sports.
MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, with on-the-farm service 6 days a week and emergency services always available, takes this opportunity to salute area FFA members and advisors during National FFA Month. Did you know that today, almost a 500,000 student members are engaged in a wide range of agricultural activities, leading to more than 300 career opportunities in the food, fiber, and natural resource industry? Keeping you and your machinery rolling, worry-free, is MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, saluting student success through FFA.
Big news on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather, plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
2012 USA Olympic coach John Gettert is dead, officials reported yesterday afternoon. He had been charged Thursday morning for human trafficking, criminal sexual assault, lying to a peace officer, and racketeering. Gettert, who had ties to disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar, was charged yesterday with turning his Michigan gym into a years-long criminal enterprise by coercing girls to train under him and then verbally and physically abusing them. The 63-year-old Gettert was head coach of the 2012 U.S. Women's Olympic Gymnastics team, which won a gold medal. He's long been associated with Nassar, who was the Olympic team's doctor and also treated injured gymnasts at Twisters, which was Gettert's Lansing area gym. The boys in blue, the Kansas City Royals in action tomorrow. They'll square off with the Texas Rangers, first pitch at 2:05. College hoops, we already mentioned the Baylor Bears and KU Jayhawks squaring off tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow at 3, it's the K-State Wildcats and West Virginia Mountaineers. Mid-America Network Sports.
Frankfort Lady Wildcats made short work hosting Onega in the 1A sub-state quarterfinals Thursday. Frankfort 53, Onega 26. Wildcats up by 9 into the first quarter, had a double-digit halftime lead and never looked back on the strength of 9 trays, including 6 of those by Keisha Shirley. Matching high score at 18 points with Mariah Brocksterman, also at 18 inside. Frankfort improves to 16-3 with a win, advancing to the semifinals on Thursday at Centralia. Onega struggled offensively. They were scoreless from the field in the third quarter. Rebecca Crone led the attack with 12 points as the Buffs end their season at 4-14. Frankfort 53, Onega 26. Boys tip off Frankfort hosting Onega. 7 o'clock start Friday, live on KUDY FM 95.5.
In girls class 1A substate, tip-offs Thursday, Frankfort beat Onega 53-26 to advance to semifinals. They'll face Donova West, who held off Troy 71-23. Clifton Clyde, in double overtime, beat Centralia girls 49-46. Blue Valley over Axtell 53-44. Lynn took Pike Valley 55-17. Clay Center girls over Wamego 47-40. Abilene beat Concordia 35-21. In boys' games, Wamego over Clay Center 75-52. Abilene down Concordia 49-33. 1A boys' substate tips off Friday. In our broadcast feature, Frankfort hosting Onega. 7 o'clock live on KNDY FM 95.5. Centralia's home to Donova West. And Jackson Heights entertains Troy. Axtell will host Blue Valley boys. Lynn tips off at Pike Valley.
I'm Derek Schmidt, your Kansas Attorney General. Safely destroying old personal documents is an important step to prevent identity theft. To mark National Consumer Protection Week, the Attorney General's office will sponsor free document shredding in Marysville on Wednesday, March 3rd. Drop off up to 3 bags or boxes of documents at the Marysville Aquatic Center, 300 South 8th Street, between 4 and 6 p.m. and help keep your information safe from identity theft.
Make this the year you start a few cabbage, broccoli, or kale plants from seeds. These cool season vegetables not only tolerate, but thrive and taste better in cool weather. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. For a late spring or early summer harvest, start these seeds indoors 4 to 6 weeks before the last spring frost. Jumpstart the season by as much as 30 days with the help of cold frames, cloches, and row covers. Plant seeds a quarter inch deep in a quality seed starting or planting mix. Place in a warm location and keep the planting mix moist but not soggy wet. Move the containers to a sunny window or under artificial lights as soon as any green appears. Continue to grow broccoli, cabbage, and kale seedlings indoors with temperatures of 55 to 65 degrees. Save some seeds to plant in midsummer or early fall for a fall or winter harvest. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's the only county in the nation that borders 5 different states. Some have called it no man's land, but I found it to be one of the most fun and adventurous spots I've visited in quite some time. I'll take you to that unique county on this edition of the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
They said it was a place too far south to be a part of Kansas or Colorado, too far north to be a part of Texas, too far west to be in the Oklahoma Territory.
So for a long time, it was a neutral strip. And that's why Kamal the Outlaws came here to no man's land and settled here because there was no law and order.
Jody Risley is speaking of today's Oklahoma Panhandle. She resides in the westernmost county of that area, Cimarron County.
We're the only county in the nation that touches five states. We touch our own state. We touch Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas.
And that means there are three stone markers in this county, marking the junction of three state borders.
The most accessible one is Colorado, Oklahoma, New Mexico.
My son and I drove out to that marker so we could be in three states at one time. It's next to Black Mesa, the highest point in Oklahoma, and just a mile or so from dinosaur tracks that you can still see in an old creek bed. It's one of the most scenic and fun drives I've made in quite some time. In earlier days, this was an area people were simply crossing to get somewhere else.
We have the Santa Fe Trail go through here. It's a Cimarron branch. It was a little quicker trail, but it was a more dangerous trail. No water and lots of Indians.
There aren't a lot of people living out here, so that's why an annual party that brings in international visitors is a really big deal in these parts.
We're becoming well known for the Okitek Star Party. Astronomers come from all over the world. It's usually held in September. It brings in about 500 to 700 people every year.
And while the county seat's name is spelled the same way as the capital of Idaho, it's pronounced Boise City, the namesake of a local rancher. A fun place to explore and a place once known as No Man's Land. Traveling the countryside in Boise City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
Most of us have seen a strange bird in the yard. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Close observation of bird behaviors and characteristics can help you pinpoint the species as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at commodityclassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Quite familiar with the usual birds that visit my yard, such as cardinals, finches, and sparrows. But every now and then a strange bird will fly in, and it'll drive me crazy trying to figure out what it is. Steve Dinsmore is an avian ecologist at Iowa State University. He says the best way to identify unknown birds is simply to watch them.
Observe seasonal patterns in birds. Practice field ID. Listen to vocalizations. I identify probably more birds by sound than by sight. And then learn the species habitat associations. There's a lot of correlations with that. A lot of birds are particular to certain types of habitats. And if you understand or get to learn what those are, coupled with some things that you might see or hear, that increases your ability to identify unknown birds.
Look at the bird's physical features and body proportions. Determine if it's sparrow-sized, crow-sized, or larger. Also, consider other details of the bird's appearance. Dinsmore says structure is a more reliable characteristic than color.
Color is useful, and certainly with birds it plays an important role in identification, but structure is something that varies a lot less. Lots of birds have plumage abnormalities, weird bill colors. There's just lots of variation in color. Structure, on the other hand, varies much less. Things like relative lengths of the bill, shape of the bill, depth, proportions of the wings, things like that are very, very useful.
Seasonal conditions affect when and where you see certain birds, as well as the time of day. Flight pattern is another clue. Most large birds, such as hawks and eagles, soar. Ducks and geese glide between flapping. Hummingbirds hover, and other birds, such as the American goldfinch, fly in a straight line and dip up and down as they flap their wings. Find more tips for bird watching at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
the word investments for a second. What immediately comes to mind when I say the word investments? Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. I'm guessing your answer is mutual funds, stocks, or bonds, and you would be totally right. But here's another way to think about investments. It's the time, talent, and treasures you invest in others. So how you invest will be unique to you, and it doesn't have to be money. If you love to cook, bake cookies to share with your neighbors. If you have time, volunteer at your church or a local charity. And if you aren't sure what you have to offer, well, make a list of everything you do well. You'll get some ideas that way. Your gifts may help someone live a better life. You'll lift their spirits and yours. And you know what? You'll feel good about doing good. Here's what's important. God wants you to share what you have with others. These investments will provide abundant returns. And one of them is a more content, confident, and generous life.
Today's youth face the future of agriculture today as FFA presents and tackles the challenges and opportunities for a generation going forward. A salute during this FFA week. From the Citizen State Banks, Blue Valley Technologies, Truck Repair Plus, and Farmers Insurance, Stacy Latta, agent.
Hi, my name is Danson Gerbschner, and I am a freshman at Frankfort High School. Well, I originally started in 4-H, but now I have moved on to FFA, and I show cattle on a local, state, national level. That is primarily shorthorn. FFA just taught me a lot about, like, leadership and taking charge and taking care of animals. It just means a lot to me, and it's just how I've grown up with doing stuff. I'd like to learn how to judge meat. No, I don't know that many people that do it, so it just kind of interests me. I'd like to get pretty good at it so I could go on college for it, maybe.
Hi, my name is Dakota Gillig. I'm a sophomore, and I'm the treasurer of Valley Heights FFA. FFA has taught me the important life skills that I'll use in my future, such as welding, which I could use in a career. Learning to weld, I've been welding since I was 10 years old. It was pretty convenient for me to just get in that class, and I knew what I could do and kept getting better. I tried to get better through FFA. I've also learned how to do job interviews and speak in front of people from speech. I look forward to going to college for ag engineering and expand my knowledge into getting a job. As treasurer of Valley Heights FFA, I manage the chapter's funds.
Hi, my name is Jake Flip. I'm a senior at Hanover High School. Currently, I am the president of the FFA chapter. So far this year, 2020, we haven't been able to do much because of COVID and all that. All the exciting events have been canceled, and it's just kind of been a dead year to be in FFA, I guess. But that goes for everything you're in, whether any organization. Anyway, that's about. As far as CDEs go, I'm kind of more involved in the agriculture side. I do livestock judging and dairy judging, and also crop and then land judging, too. That's what I'm involved in. There's many other things that you can be a part of in FFA. It just kind of tailored to what you want, so what interests you and that sort of deal.
Today's youth face the future of agriculture today as FFA presents and tackles the challenges and opportunities for a generation going forward. A salute during this FFA week. From the Citizen State Banks, Blue Valley Technologies, Truck Repair Plus, and Farmers Insurance, Stacy Latta, agent.
A product that helps boost feed use efficiency in livestock and poultry. Today on Farm to Fork. If you found a seed lubricant that was better than the talc and graphite you've used for years, you'd want to use it, right? Let me point you to an innovative product called Dust, made from 100% U.S. soy. It's cleaner, safer, and it does the job. University tested and farmer proven in the field. Before you buy your seed lubricant for this planting season, visit lowmutech.com for details. That's L-O-W-M-U-Tech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Animals are somewhat like people in that stress can cause digestive issues. ChemTrace Chromium is a feed supplement produced by Chemin Industries of Des Moines, Iowa, that addresses some of those issues. Vanessa Isseri is with Chemin.
One of the things about production animals is that they're high functioning, and so we want to make sure that they are utilizing all the energy that we put in the feed. And so sometimes different types of production stresses doesn't allow for that to happen. And certainly ChemTrace Chromium helps with that, helps these cells utilize that energy for those animals to reach their genetic potential.
Jennifer Ducray is a project manager at Chemin, and she says ChemTrace Chromium enables growers to be more sustainable.
It's going to help the animals grow and maintain their weight with a reduced feed intake. And so anytime you can reduce the amount of feed that they're needing to consume to achieve their weight gains, you're also going to be reducing the amount of feed needing to be produced by the environment and allowing that to stretch further into other industries and other applications.
Chemin just introduced an organic compliant version of ChemTrace Chromium. You can learn more at KEMIN.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
6th Annual Flatiron Angus Production Sale, Wednesday afternoon, March 10th, 1 o'clock at the ranch, 524 17th Road, Haddam, Kansas. Heath and Bob Allen, flatironangus.com. Selling 50 powerful yearling and long yearling Angus and Sem-Angus bulls, 12 commercial 3-year-old pairs, and 25 open commercial Angus heifers. 6th Annual Flatiron Angus Production Sale, Wednesday afternoon, March 10th at the ranch near Haddam, Kansas. Heath and Bob Allen, flatironangus.com.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The Alberta, Canada government is hoping to bring people back into its agriculture and agribusiness sectors with a job-matching jobs training joint program. Over the past decade, the province has seen high unemployment numbers due to the downturn in its petroleum industry. Canada's extremely oil-rich province's most recent hit came when U.S. President Biden's announcements involving cancellation of the Keystone XL cross-border pipeline project. But Alberta is also one of the strongest and most diverse agricultural regions in Canada. Some of the largest livestock ranching and meat processing operations, along with many grain and oilseed farming and input supply companies, are located there. With that in mind, the province is looking to their agribusiness sector as their ace in the hole. It's no secret that the agricultural community generally has been losing people for decades, so the province and the Canadian government have launched a jobs matching and jobs training program to bring a stronger local workforce back to Alberta's agricultural sector.
We've been developing a job matching program here in Alberta to help farmers and anybody in the agriculture space to be able to find local Albertans to fill these jobs. With our high unemployment rate, there's a lot of people that are looking for work. Why not employ and help to employ Albertans locally and find an interesting, exciting job in the agriculture space? And we're also working on a job training program as well that can help offset some of the costs for workers and employers in Alberta to be able to train up Albertans to join the workforce in the agriculture space.
That's Alberta Agriculture and Forestry Minister Devin Dreeshan. He says the Alberta government is selling its agriculture and agribusiness sectors as a reliable employer. Unlike the roller coaster oil patch industry, there are certain safeguards within agriculture, and even in these turbulent pandemic times, agriculture employment will continue due to its essential service mandate. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, Get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term finance. Not Sportage, Cadenza, K9 Hybrid through KMF with 1333 1000 finance. Example 2020 K9.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Despite a regulatory freeze, eligible farmers can still sign up for CFAP 2.1 funding. Michael Clements shares more on how to sign up for the latest round of COVID relief.
The Biden administration issued a regulatory freeze to review federal programs, including the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2.1 for farmers and ranchers. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Michael Neveu says, however, farmers can and should sign up for the program now.
Yes, they can, and we highly encourage them to do so. There's been some conversation around potentially the program being canceled. That is not the case. It's just a temporary freeze. This is pretty common when you get a new administration coming in, and once they get all of their people in place, we highly expect the program to be moving forward. So with this, we still encourage farmers to apply. They are still accepting applications. They just aren't processing payments at this point.
Neveu says the latest round of assistance was expanded to include contract growers.
Many producers were left out of the CARES Act and original CFAP programs because farmers who raise animals under a contract for another entity that owns those animals could not participate. In this recent announcement, USDA clarified that contract producers of broilers, turkeys, chicken eggs, laying hens, and hogs who suffered a drop in revenue in 2020 due to the pandemic are now eligible for assistance.
Neveu says the deadline to apply is approaching quickly.
Newly eligible producers who need to submit a CFAP application or producers who need to modify an existing one have to do so by February 26. They can do that at their local USDA service center, or they can find additional information at USDA's CFAP website.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture asking USDA for more flexibility in the use of specialty crop block grants. Specifically, they're seeking additional flexibility in the Consolidated Appropriation Act of 2021 to enhance the responses to the continued demands that COVID-19 has placed on the industry. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Farmland is valuable, but to a land-hungry developer, it's even more so. Selling marginal farmland for development could be a win-win on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America's farmer-led, farmer-focused experience is coming direct to your farm this year. The 2021 Commodity Classic will be delivered digitally March 2nd through 5th with an impressive lineup of great speakers, education, innovation, and technology. And if you're one of the first 5,000 farmers to register, you'll have your $20 registration fee covered thanks to our generous agribusiness sponsors. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more and register today at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
thinking that it's time to unload some marginal farmland that isn't bringing the profits. Farmers typically buy 80 to 95% of the land that comes up for sale in an area. However, acres that are primarily timber or less tillable could be worth more to a residential or commercial developer than to other farmers, especially if it's close to an urban area. Randy Dickhoot is the Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations with Farmers National Company. He says timing is everything. There has to be the demand from a buyer or developer that needs it. Otherwise, your land isn't worth a higher price. He also recommends taking your time and collecting good information.
Especially when it's going for commercial or development, that's a wholly different segment in buying and selling farmland. So you need good information, whether that's a good broker, a good advisor, or somebody to help guide you through that. So it's higher the value, the more important that good advice is.
He says under the 1031 tax-deferred exchange policy, selling land for development could bring you higher profits in the future.
You could sell 160 acres, for example, for a higher value if it has that development price tag on it, and then turn around and buy maybe 400, 500, 600 acres that they can farm or invest in. So you've taken 160 acres producing income and made it into 400 or 500 acres or more, and so you're going to, you know, double, triple, quadruple your income.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about selling farmland for development at agriculture.com.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network as we head into the final leg of the day. It is becoming apparent that a rally is not imminent in our futures markets. March Kansas City wheat is down 16 and 3 quarters at 627 and a half. May down 18 at 634 and a half. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat tracking lower too. March corn down 2, 552 and 3 quarters. May corn down 5 at 544 and 3 quarters. Soybeans, March beans down 8 at 1398. May beans down 9 and a quarter at 1398 and a quarter. Double digit losses in the back months. March soybean meal down 250 at 421.60. May's down 250 at 420.50. March bean oil 10 points lower at 50.86. May's down 14 points at 49.53. Not much positive so far in our futures markets. March cotton is down 36 points at 87.88. May's down 74 at 88.95. Things get no better when we look at the livestock complex. February live cattle down 3.95 at 113.05. April down $1.10 at 120.55. March feeder cattle down 117 at 139.25. April feeders down 225 at 142.80. All the back months are down by more than a dollar. And the hogs, April hogs down 225 at 87.50. May hogs down 185 at 89.30. So things are just not pretty in our futures markets. Gold is way off. April gold is down $48.50 at $1,726.90 an ounce. So not a positive look there. Silver, copper, and platinum are all sharply lower as well. And currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 235 points at 31,166. So not much positive in the markets anywhere you look here as we finish up our Friday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Niro, Cadenza, and K900 KMS with 1333 1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
With 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.